good day, and you can have a very good day by starting off with the Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Heather Bachman here, Jennifer back tomorrow, Roberta out on the streets of New York.
Look out, New York.
Aware of that.
You've been warned.
Problem, that's not a problem for Facebook, problem for AT&T and T-Mobile, story at DougSteffen.com today about the declining use because of text messaging going away. The fact that Facebook and the connection it makes has taken a big bite out of the Sprints and Verizons and T-Mobiles of the world because so many people had heretofore used text messaging and spent millions of dollars. It was a ruse, an outrage.
It uses so little data. To text somebody is a minuscule amount of data.
Right.
Compared to how much it takes in data to use Facebook. So now they're having to give up more server space and bandwidth to provide you with the services that you pay for.
How often, our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you how often you send or receive a text message. A, I text all day long. B, a couple of times a day. C, every day or two. D, rarely. E, I can't remember the last time I texted anybody. Or F, I never text. In part, this is brought about the question because of the reality of that new rule in Fort Lee, New Jersey, where you get an $85 fine if you're caught texting whilst you are walking. Because of the accidents that have taken place there, and they've been taking place all over the country. People
walk out
into the street. How mindless.
Random.
At any rate, whether it'll do any good or not, you wonder whether it's just aimed at bringing more money into the coffers of the city, or is it really aimed at helping people? Our poll yesterday, what are you getting your mom for Mother's Day? I don't see any results of that poll. Maybe somebody want to dig that up. How are we doing on Facebook with Mother's Day things or other things?
Oh, you know, I think anybody who has an opportunity, jump on Facebook as soon as you can and check out the beautiful stories that have been shared of people's mother memories.
Mom's memories.
Mother memories.
Very sweet things.
Yep, and get a box of tissue.
All right. That comes with it. Do we send a tissue out?
Doug Steffen tissue.
Right, there we go. Yeah,
made from compost out in the field. Organic.
Use towels that we use to dry off the cow's udders. We'll have those available. Dr. Pam Popper will join us in a few minutes. Want to speak with her about arthritis, among other things. Then later on in the hour, we're going to meet a doctor who is very courageous, has been studying science and courage and how they go together. A pretty interesting connection, if you will. So we'll do our best to understand all of that. Right now, though, the idea is for you to focus on weight loss. I'm looking at a lady whose name is Kay, who sent me this information after going on TH121, something we've been talking about for the last couple of months as a way for you to lose weight. And this lady lost 31 pounds using TH121. These are clinically proven key ingredients in TH121 that will help you lose the weight, mostly because of what they sort of intercept. With TH121, you lose weight, you use science. I was talking about science and courage. This is a scientifically proven formula, doctor formulated, clinically proven to help you lose weight. Here's another lady that's been on TH121 since last year. She lost 58 pounds. Jennifer in Knoxville, Tennessee. So you see, you can get it done. And I know you want to get it done. You want to get it done before the good weather, which usually starts at the end of this month, right? People getting out, swimming pools are ready. People going on vacation, going to the beach. It's that time of year. So take down this number, 800-525-2710. 800-525-2710. That's the only way you can get this weight loss product. If you're struggling to lose 20 pounds or so before the bathing suit season, call and get TH121 now. It's not too late to start. TH121, the weight loss formula that's scientifically formulated to not only lose the fat, but help you look great, blocking the fat from getting to those cells of yours and burning up the fat that's in those cells. Call now to receive a free bottle with an order for another bottle. So you buy two, pay for one. That's the deal. Not only that, you get a free fat blocker with TH121. So call it 800-525-2710 right now. Absolutely risk-free to get off of the roller coaster with your weight. Get yourself down to the right weight. Call 800-525-2710 for TH121.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and B.F. Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center.
Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. While quantities last.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
15 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We spend this part of the program every day talking about your health and well-being. And on Monday, we welcome Dr. Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. One of the things that most people don't realize is that arthritis is the leading cause of all disability in America. Arthritis. How we get it, how you avoid it, more importantly. And so I thought we'd connect with Pam about that, how she feels. She has one of the most interesting things. Since you introduced me to your hot yoga facility, I have found it's interesting how the when you find out something new, you sort of attract to the information. I have some friends here in the town where I live who go to a hot yoga class here. I never knew they existed. Apparently, they're everywhere.
Yeah, well, there are, yeah, and under lots of different brand names and that sort of thing. So, yeah, and it's an incredible way to do yoga. In fact, I got interested in it because I was injured in a car accident, mm-hmm. had a lot of problems, and wanted to fix myself. So that's how it actually all started for me.
So in terms of arthritis and the things that settle into our bodies as we age, a lot of arthritis is created by, as you just described, bad accidents, people breaking bones. bones and abusing, you know, whether it's your spine or your wrist, your hands, all of those things. If you have some disruption, then it creates it perhaps earlier. But as you age, it more and more becomes a fact of life. But it doesn't necessarily have to, does it?
No, it doesn't. And there are actually maybe three things we should categorize here. One is, you know, the trauma. You fall, you break something, you're in a car accident, you wrench your neck, that kind of stuff. And the first thing I tell everybody is when you go to orthopedic surgeons and people who deal with such issues, be careful, because when the tool that you have is a hammer, everything looks surprisingly like a nail. And what orthopedic surgeons do is
operate. Wait a minute, hold on a second, just a second. Do you know how clever you've used that line before? Yes, you have
yes,
to use that.
Yes, because people understand it.
Right, but so, say it again because it's wonderfully descriptive.
Well, when the tool that you have is a hammer, everything starts to look surprisingly like a nail.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in my case, you know, surgery was suggested for me. I was in excruciating pain. Drugs were prescribed, and I started looking for other things. That's how I got into strength training and yoga. And it was horrible, but it was a whole lot better than ending up disabled, which is where I was going to go. So.
Right.
In the case of, and by the way, there are situations in which exercise can help. You can't mend a broken bone with exercise, so you have to mitigate this with some common sense. But, you know, that's the first thing is that, you know, sometimes things just happen to you and you have to deal with them. But this idea that as you get older, you're supposed to experience pain and agony and your joints disintegrate.
Right, it's natural as you get older.
That's ridiculous. And there are a couple of things. First of all, there's no question that part of our problem is just weight-related. You know, if you're carrying an extra 100 pounds, you just got to imagine what that's doing to your knees and your ankles and your joints. And so weight loss is a part of it. What you eat is a part of it. There are foods that are anti-inflammatory and then foods that promote more inflammation. And
what do you find in your research, the foods that are anti-inflammatory? What do you recommend?
Foods like fruit, vegetables, whole grains, legumes. The inflammatory foods are going to be things like caffeine, alcohol, animal foods, fat, oil, you know, that kind of stuff is going to promote inflammation. And by the way, fat cells themselves, like your body fat, pumps out inflammatory cytokines. So just carrying even 25 or 30 extra pounds can add to your inflammation level quite a bit. And then last but not least, the body was meant to move, and some people just haven't moved for years. I mean, I tell people, my mother hasn't exercised since 1956, you know, so just not moving the body.
You're not your mother's daughter, then, it would appear.
Oh, no, not at all. No. Now, my dad's 81, lifts weights, rides his bike, you know, he's really active, but when you don't move, you end up with all kinds of problems, ranging from crumbling bones, because the bone remodeling process depends upon movement, to, you know, joints getting dried out because fluid's not moving in and out, and that can cause excruciating pain. So, you know, the pain comes from either trauma, like what happened in my case, it's just stuff happens and you have to deal with it, or it can come from just not taking care of yourself. But the idea that we're supposed to be in pain and agony as we age is just ludicrous and doesn't have to be.
No, I think just moving your body, keeping your body, and there's so many different kinds of arthritis. That's why the focus in the general sense on eating right, exercising. If you break a bone, arthritis, I mean, the exercise isn't going to help you eliminate arthritis.
But being healthy will help you heal fast.
Right, and all those fruits and things that you were talking about, it's wonderful. You can check out Pam Popper's website. It's wellnessforum.com, wellnessforum.com, for all kinds of intriguing ways to keep your life well, to stay ahead of the yuckabunga stuff. Keep yourself well, wellnessforum.com. Pam, thanks.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Save the Queen.
And we changed it to My Country Tis the Leader.
We changed it. Yeah. The Brits didn't like it when we did it, and they don't like it now. However, so it is down on the farm. The website, DougStephan.com, has lots of daily items that are of interest and importance, relative degree of interest and relative degree of importance. If you would like to become a lord or a lady, you'll find the story on how to do that at DougStephan.com today. You can buy yourself a title from a site that is from the Micronation of Sealand for $50. You become a lord or a lady of Sealand.
The Micronation of Sealand.
For $50. You might want to look that up. You actually ought to post that on
If I were to become a lord
Facebook.
Of Sealand.
Lord Richard.
This. My national anthem, which is the Faber College theme from Animal House.
Yeah, perfect.
It's official.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have also today at DougStephan.com, the video of the day shows two bulldogs doing the twist.
Too cute. Too cute. If you need a smile,
yes, that's a
bring
good place
that one
to
up.
Find a smile is there at DougStephan.com, along with the Queen of Cheap Deals. Information on food from our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert. So the Mother's Day stuff, Heather, that we followed, is it just sort of, you said you needed a handkerchief or
you needed a tissue for it. Yeah. People have beautiful stories just, you know, about their mothers and fond memories. And one particular, she was saying she lost her mom at a very young age, but just the moment that she gave birth to her first child, she said her heart grew triple fold.
Mm-hmm.
Just really beautiful things.
Yesterday was the 6 month anniversary of Tony's passing. And incidental to it being Mother's Day with my two children, I said to Megan on Saturday when I was talking to her with Bob, I was in San Jose, Bob Kay, who's my pal from the early years in radio, and he and I still have, well, our connection is now he works with me on this program. But we were talking about parenting, and I called Megan. She called me back. She's fiddling around. She loves her new little house, and she's having great fun there. And I wondered about Mother's Day, whether I ought to be there with them on Mother's Day instead of at the wedding. And I'm reminded by my daughter that Tony was not a big fan of Mother's Day, nor was she of most of the Hallmark holidays. And so it really meant nothing. I think that's the way it ought to be. Mother's Day, Father's Day, all of those days ought to be every day. every day you honor your mother, every day you honor your father, if in fact they have done what they are supposed to do as parents.
But I don't mind having a special day a year where you just set it aside and you say, hey, today is just your day.
Right. But, okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Does everybody like it, need it? Maybe not.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I like them, and just like birthdays, when people are, I don't celebrate. It's a celebration of your life.
I think birthday is the most important day of the year, and everybody ought to have it off.
I think every day there's a cause for celebration.
Exactly.
It's such a load.
Thank you. All right, here's the 2020 news quiz question. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, the facts and figures are out. In the year 2000, there were no Bentleys sold in Russia. No Bentleys. Because of various things that have changed in the last dozen years, there are Bentleys now on the streets of Russia. How many Bentleys to the... Well, you're going to come pretty close. So within 10 are there in Russia now. 800-510-8255.
Are you serious?
You know how many... You know what a Bentley is, right?
Bentley. Well, I mean, if you got me one, I might know better.
Ah, perfect. How many Bentleys in Russia? 800-510-8255 on good day.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day. Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th inning sweat. I'm a super fan, Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder. We're itchy, too. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Sophiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You have 6 minutes to complete the 2020 quiz question. Something silly, I suppose, in some people's minds. How do you, what is there? These are conversational things that often I come up with. I look at them and think, wow, this is pretty interesting. There were no Bentleys in Russia in the year 2000. There are more Bentleys now in Russia than they were then. How many? 800-510-8255. The price range of a Bentley, the starting sticker price of a Bentley, Richie, $207,678. With all of the options, you can buy one for $505,864.
And live in it, right?
Whereas,
they're nice cars, though.
Whereas you can buy a Rolls-Royce now for about $240,000, low end, upper end about $490,000 for a Rolls Royce. How much does a Maybach cost?
Oh,
anybody
sure.
know?
Yeah, even more.
Same? Are they more?
No, they're more.
More than a Rolls and a Bentley?
Yeah, let me see.
Really? Seriously.
See, gosh. The Bentleys are, I think, there's something about a Bentley that's more intriguing. I have had a few Rolls Royces. Matter of fact, I imported them when I was in one of my younger, crazier days, moods, moments, if you will, when I was going back and forth to England. When Megan first started going to England to school, I started going to England when Tony introduced me to England in 1971, and I became an Anglophile, and I probably went back and forth. I think I counted 140-some-odd times in the years since 1971 and today. I haven't been actually in England for 2 years. I miss it. But one of the things I first started noticing, because I've always loved Rolls's, was that you could buy them over there and ship them over here and sell them. And you could buy them really cheap. For $30,000, you could buy them, ship them over for $1,400, and sell them for $60,000.
Wow.
I actually did that three or four times. The hitch was they didn't meet Department of Transportation standards.
Right.
So if you were an importer, if you were an importer, you had to have them redone.
Right.
But the hitch was you could buy one in the name of anybody in your family or a close friend and send them over. You got a one-time exemption. Everybody got a one-time exemption for cars bought overseas and brought here. They didn't have to go through the DOT. So Megan owned one. Brendan owned one. Joshua was the dog at the time. He owned one. Tony owned one. The lady that got me to thinking about this, owned one. All of her family members did. I mean, we must have brought in a dozen, 14 Rolls's. And I think we paid, we had the best one, Richie, was a yellow Corniche convertible. My God, did I love that car.
Mm.
And it was sold to a fellow that owned the Peter Pan bus lines in Springfield. He saw the car. It was when I was in the bus business. The car was parked in the bus yard. He came in. He said, "What's that car out there?" And my partner told him what it was. And he says, "How much do you want for it?" And she said, $69,400. He got out his checkbook. He wrote her a check and he drove it back to Springfield.
Sure.
Get out.
No. He wanted the car.
Can you imagine?
Rolls's were.
I want that. Yeah. How much? Here you go.
Right. Here's a check.
Gosh.
But there, and that's what's the real reason for the story is because the economy has changed so much in Russia and in China. There are many more of these sorts of cars. You could, back in the year 2000, you'd never have seen a Range Rover. You see them everywhere.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, I sold over the years.
You're a fan of Ranges, right?
I love Range Rovers. Yeah. I've had, from 1994 until last year, I think I had 9 or 10 Range Rovers.
All of them puke yellow.
I had 3 puke yellows. I had 3 red. You couldn't, at first,
yeah,
Megan said to me, Megan was the one who got me thinking about it. Red Rover, Red Rover. And Megan had a little Red Rover when she was living in England. Little 4-speed, little vacuum cleaner engine in the thing. She used to fill it up once a month. It was a little diesel-powered Range Rover.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yeah. And she loved it, loved it, loved it.
Looks like the Maybachs go from about $350,000 to about $450,000.
Yeah, so they're right in the same price.
No, they're a little bit more.
A little bit more than the opening range, a little bit more. You don't have to add so many extras to it.
We bought a Bentley when I was wholesaling and used to run around with the Grey Poupon in the back window.
Yeah.
It's an old 70s one.
Yeah, all right.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun. All right, so anyway, we're digging around that, just to have a little bit of fun. So, to the nearest 10, how many Bentleys are there in Russia, would you say, today? How many are there in China, which is more interesting? How everything has changed so dramatically in China. It really is astounding. And now what China is doing is not only investing in America, the number two place the Chinese are investing is Africa. China's trade with Africa grew last year to $106 billion. They're trying to get into this market. And I don't think we pay much attention to Africa, frankly. Do you? I mean, I don't see us paying much attention to Africa.
Just the terrorism aspect of it.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. See, here's what they're doing. We're the policemen of the world. We spend all the money. We drain our resources to fight all the bad guys. And the rest of these countries who benefit from all of our largesse, they don't help us at all. But yet, we've cleaned things up. Okay, now we'll go in. Some other country says, we'll go in and we'll take advantage of the circumstances, thanks to you Americans. Richie and Pierre call us stupid Americans.
Why do you spend all this money? Just so the Chinese can come in and make out.
That's what they're doing. Pretty silly. At any rate, there are a lot of incongruities, shall we say, in things like that. And you got to wonder why it is that we are like that. And part of our DNA, I think.
Well, the mission is to help turn these countries around so that then they can be good trade partners with us and we can make money off
of
them.
But we're not the first ones in there to do the trading.
Whether that ideally happens every time,
The Chinese.
But that's the whole idea. Look at South Korea. Great example. That worked perfectly.
Right. By the way, you want to know how much we've affected? I'm looking at stats around the world. You know, we went into Afghanistan to fight a war. When we went to Afghanistan the first time, 2002, I think, we went in there.
Mm-hmm.
They had 82,000 hectares of opium. Had like 317 square miles of opium farms. 317 square miles where opium was grown. The seeds were grown to the poppy seeds so they could make opium. Guess how many square miles there are now in Afghanistan devoted to the same thing?
I'm going
to
guess more. Am I right?
Good for you, Richie. You'll get the prize.
Tell him what he's won, Johnny.
All right. 123,000 hectares, which is like an acre. measurement of land. 475 square miles now in Afghanistan devoted to raising poppy seeds for opium. So when we went in there, there were 317 square miles of poppy seeds for opium. Now that we've been over there fighting this war for
150 more.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Instead, originally, it was one of the reasons we were going into Afghanistan. Not only was it where Osama bin Laden was, but it was where the opium trade took place.
Hmm.
And we wanted to get at it because the war on drugs was important for us to win.
Once again, we talked about this earlier with the regard to the 49 bodies being found in the Mexico. Drug war.
Yeah,
yep. They found 49 dismembered bodies this morning in Mexico.
Yep.
I say that we take all of the people who are the drug abusers who support these people in these countries that are hacking bodies apart and
yep.
using the money to attack our country,
yep.
that you get to go first.
Yeah.
When we go
instead of you going to jail,
right?
If you get caught distributing, not for users, although users in some way, shape, or form.
No, the user
I know
too,
you and I disagree, but the essence of how the stuff gets distributed.
Hey, listen, you want to have the fun, you got to pay the price.
Okay. So whether you agree with Richie's methodology or mine, which is to send
you wanted that
the
bad,
distributors
put the uniform on and go fight for it.
Go over and you fight with the bad guys.
Get all you want for free.
Before. See, I believe that we're going to take over Mexico, and this is one of the reasons we're going to do it. Because the drug problem is going to get so bad, we can't handle it. They can't handle it. They're completely out of control. Mexico is kind of...
Isn't that where our dear friend is currently?
Yes. Yeah. Jennifer is... but she's in Cabo, which is basically America anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's all the Americans go there. They don't mess much with... I mean, the reason that she's down there is to spend time with these family friends who have a home on an island, and the Sheraton people have just bought everything around there and paid this guy $1 million for his house and a bunch of other people $1 million. They're going to tear them all down, build up a big resort.
Mm.
So, but I mean, that's where Americans go. When they think of Mexico, that's what Americans think.
Unless you're Heather and I was sent to Acapulco.
Well, Acapulco is the same.
They tried to sell me.
Did they?
They did.
How
true
much did
story.
They try to get for you?
I don't know, but yeah, I was there by myself in Acapulco, long story, at an all-inclusive. And my first day there, this man took pictures of me on the beach and then proceeded to show them to people, the businessmen, trying to sell me. Yeah.
And you don't know how much they were trying to get?
They didn't capture
I hope they were putting me up, you know, for a good penny.
Right.
No.
They just knew that they were going to sell you.
Yes, because I had people approaching me, telling me that
how much
you're worth doing it. No. I don't know if they were looking for a bargain deal or what for me. Go to the source, you figure, you know.
All right, exactly. I didn't figure that out when I was negotiating your wages yet, how much you were worth to work on that. All right, nobody has the right answer. The number of Bentleys sold in Russia last year, 104. 104 Bentleys were sold.
Doesn't sound like a staggering number.
Well, but considering there were none in the year 2000, there are only 400 sold in America.
I was just looking that up.
Yeah.
How many?
Rolls-Royces sell more. I think they sold 1,400 and some odd Rolls-Royces in America, but they don't sell as many. Even though the Bentley is less expensive and a more desirable car for me anyway, I'd love to have a Bentley Turbo convertible. I think they are the sharpest, most fun cars to drive.
Stupid.
But it's a lot of money for what? It is. It's stupid. Why would you spend that kind of money?
Right.
It's just, this is a status symbol. I like to drive them, but I can spend $200,000 on them. Even if I had it, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
It would be crazy.
I want a 67 Mustang.
Can you imagine me getting into a Bentley with manure on my shoes?
Right. Exactly.
How'd that go?
Here comes Duke Dudley.
I believe we'd have to change the name to the Gray Poop On.
Right. Right. Very good.
Hey, you got any poop on you?
I got lots of poop on me. You got any poop on you?
I got plenty.
Plenty of poop. I got poop on you, Richie.
Yeah, and it's gray.
It's 15 before the hour and good day.
Got gray poop on me. Mm-hmm.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take the stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
We're sort of overviewing things that are exclusive here on the Good Day program this morning. Heather and Richie and I now to focus on Club 33.
What's that?
Club 33 has hundreds of people on a waiting list for this secret Disneyland hideaway. You have to pay $25,000 to get in, plus dues of $10,000 a year to be able to eat at this exclusive, rather wonkish Disneyland club. And all it is the only thing that makes it exclusive is that you have to pay $25,000 to get into it.
You pay a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, but that's all there is to it.
Hmm.
You can get the same meals at any number of places. You can have the same experience at any number of places. Yeah, there are a lot of Disney things that are around. It goes back to the 1930s, sort of, and the first Disney characters that were around. But, you know, and there's certainly, when you have your meal, it's a place to go to just be distracted. A lot of people bring business clients over there for lunch or dinner, and they get their mind off of business by having all those Disney characters around.
Yeah.
But it's very, very, considered very exclusive. All right, I'll drive over there in my Maybach. Stand by. 51 after on Good Day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Easy to conjure up a memory of this in your mind, right? The Cantina Band playing around the Star Wars bar scene in the first Star Wars movie, Chucker. Who could forget that? The characters that were assembled there.
What was the classic line in that scene? Get your ugly face. Look who's talking. Something about the ugly right. face and look who's talking.
Right. Harrison Ford's line when looking at these characters. I thought, frankly, it was about here where you really bought into Harrison Ford and that character, Chucker. Do you think that's right? When you go through the movie,
I agree.
It was about this point where you were beginning to get what he was all about. And it was all tongue-in-cheekish stuff. But things, I mean, how many people remember? That movie was 1977. How many people do you know who remember scenes from a movie in 1977? Unless it was something like this that so impacted all of us. George Lucas's birthday is today. He's 68. I was in San Jose over the weekend, and my friend Bob Kay and I were talking about what goes on at Skywalker Ranch.
Bob goes down there all the time.
He does. He works down there once a week at least and brings many people down there to do their recording because it is not like any other recording studio in the world. Amazing. And it's actually on a ranch. And so it's really fun to see. Apparently, what goes down there. I'd have to go down there with him at some point in time. But the things that have been created after or as a result of Star Wars, just phenomenal. How that moved the industry ahead, Chucker. That's a story in and of itself, don't you think? All the technology.
It changed movies forever. For many different reasons of the effects, and it certainly changed George Lucas's bank account. Now he just wakes up and says, why are the money in my account?
We were just down at Disney, Chucker, and we went to the Hollywood Studios park, and they have some of the models of some of the ships that flew. I mean, and they're the size of, you know, a little bit bigger than a softball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I told Sean, I was like, when you see the ships flying in Star Wars, this is it. It was just the models.
Yeah.
And he was just blown away by that.
Well, it is that. And there are hardly any movies that are made today because all of them, you were talking about Battleship, I think off the air.
CGI.
Battleship is on this weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, it's all CGI stuff. Every single bit of those. That's a basic, the scenes that were shot in a studio on a soundstage with Liam Neeson, let's say, in the control room of a ship. You know, how many of those scenes
green
are there?
Screen, yeah.
Most of that stuff is all done in a room with computers.
that we look back to the days when they actually used plastic models instead of computer generated.
Right.
Yeah. But I actually like I like models much better. A lot of people do, but the thing is, they're very expensive and it's very time consuming. Mm-hmm. To do what they did in the original Star Wars is extremely time consuming.
Yep.
And it would probably take three times the time on set than it would, which basically computer CGI, which in many instances is not that great. I mean, in some instances it's very good. In Jurassic Park it was great, but there's certain movies that you know you're looking at something fake. You just know it.
But Bob K said to me, and I guess he's right, when you look at the credits on any movie, most every single movie finds its way in and out of that studio, either for sound dubbing or for animation, the CGI stuff. Pretty much every movie that's made is connected in some way, shape, or form to Industrial Light and Magic on that ranch. It's really, I mean, incredible when you think about all the movies that have to be in and out of that place. Amazing. All right. Chucker has for us results of the box office. No surprise, Avengers up to what, about $1 billion around the world?
$1.2 billion worldwide. It did $103 million over the weekend here. That's the first film ever to do $100 million plus in second week in release. It's done $373 million in 2 weeks. I got to say one thing. You know, there's a lot of films that make a lot of money that you say, really don't deserve it, but I think Marvel put out a really fun summer movie, so I'm glad it's doing well. And if people like going to these big event films, they're going to get their money's worth. Dark Shadows placed second, $28.8 million. You know, the funny thing, I went to see this Saturday night. Warner Brothers did something you really shouldn't do, but they do it anyway. They false advertised. They cut a trailer that made the film seem like a broad comedy. It's not. It's amusing, but it's really not funny. I don't think I laughed one belly laugh in the whole film. Now, having said that, I still thought it was very interesting. So it's beautiful to look at. Johnny Depp's really good. Eva Green, the female lead, who was the Bond girl in Casino Royale, I thought was terrific. But the problem is it doesn't have a lot of energy, and some of it feels like an art house film. Some of it feels like a big studio film. I sort of had a mixed response. I'd give it a 6 out of 10. Some critics are killing it, calling it awful. It's not awful. It's very watchable, and I liked it to a point, but with much reservation. Think Like a Man placed third, 6.5, $82 million today, pretty good. The Hunger Games fourth, and the lucky one round out the top five.
Chuck Curry here on Good Day at 59.